It's time now for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. As we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Camellia, Arkansas, you'll find them off Fount Road. And let's have a little visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you? It's a beautiful Thursday morning here. We're sitting at 50 degrees. It's really nice out. Little cloud cover. It's absolutely gorgeous for the 7th of November here.
Oh, yeah, and it's not raining.
And it's not raining.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sure the lake is up. I guess, first thing, what's the parking situation like, around the area?
The parking's still good. I mean, we've lost some spots down there, but there's still plenty, especially for this time of year. That's not, like the summertime. And the fishermen, they got it figured out, so they know what to do down there.
Oh, yeah. Just be courteous. Don't block somebody in. But so what are you hearing bite-wise? It was on. It was starting, and then now where are we at?
Well, the lake is this area over here. We've got a lot of debris in the water and stuff, and it's slowly clearing its way out. And as you and I talked, the lake's at 567 and some change. I'm sure they'll work on that. But the guys I've talked to that braved to go out the last few days, I think that all that water just stirred those fish up because they've been doing pretty good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not. I mean, this right, the lake's going to go down.
Yeah.
And but should be a great weekend. Sunday next week looks really good weather-wise. Maybe give the lake a shot. The crappie bite, boy, we should be really close to it just exploding.
It is. A couple guys, like I said, that had went out and braved it, took their time with all the debris in the water and stuff. They did really good on live bait for crappie. They did really well. I think they got 10. And a couple guys that went out for largemouth, they did really well. So I think some of it's just muddy water and then just some more water in the lake, because it was kind of getting stagnant and they were dropping it and stuff. And I think this not totally a bad thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's, and the stripers, the hybrids, and the whites, they're still going to be working their way up. Now, they may get a little further up the creek arms.
Yeah, now with more water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, where it was 4 foot before, it's going to be 15 feet. For a while.
Oh, yeah.
For a while. But, it'll clear up, and it'll take a week or so, and it'll all clear up, and then it'll settle down, and they'll take some water out of the lake. But I think fishing's going to be good. I think we needed some water in the lake, and I think it's going to be good just from what I've seen the last few days.
Yeah. It's, we're at the right time of year. The temperatures, it's really unseasonably warm. We're going to be right on top of it. Once things calm down a little bit. Now, are you seeing much traffic there?
No, I think a lot of people heard or saw in the news, whatever, pictures of the lake and the debris and stuff, and that kept a lot of people away. I've only seen a handful go down there. Mostly regular people, regular guys that I know, and that will go out there and navigate what's out there right now and that. So I think a lot of people stayed away just because they heard of all this in the water. And there is. You just got to be careful and be very conscious out there. You can't be blazing across the lake. Too much stuff out there.
Yeah, for sure. If you do go out, on the water, you got to be conscious as to what's around you, and cracking it wide open and flying across the lake, that's really not recommended.
Not right now. Not right now. So you got to be very cautious. The water temperature, someone told me the other morning, it was 68 degrees. In some spots, and 70 in others, so that's dropping. We're heading in the right direction, and maybe this will carry the fishing through December a little longer, So not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what about mermaids?
Well, I think the mermaids packed up this week. You know, I was down there several times, and there was other than logs, I didn't see much more than that debris in the water. I had the wine, I had the Cheetos, and I didn't see any sightings, so I ended up drinking a whole bottle of wine myself.
Yeah, well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Now, with the weather, you know, I mean, I think when it goes down, it's going to be fantastic for mermaid sightings.
I think so too. I think it's going to be great. I'm going to get some time down there, and I'm going to go down today, and I'm going to take some pictures of the lake, the debris, and that, and then maybe I could get a picture of a mermaid or something. I'll put them up on the Facebook page.
Hey, for folks that want to know more, Gary, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, great way to leave us a message on there. Leave them anything, pictures, check it out. And, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All righty.